AvWeb Biz, traveling the world to bring you the latest from the European Business Aviation Conference and Expo 2008. Russ Niles will be reporting from on location in Geneva, Switzerland in just a moment. This AvWeb Bizcast for Tuesday, May 20th, 2008 is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. As one of the world's proudest and most innovative aircraft companies, Beechcraft suffered an identity crisis as an orphaned sibling of Raytheon's empire of mostly defense-related enterprises. The company was cut loose from the corporate backwater more than a year ago, and Hawker Beechcraft is thriving under new owners Onyx Corporation. AvWeb's Russ Niles spoke with Hawker Beechcraft CEO Jim Schuster and Onyx Chairman Jerry Schwartz about the dramatic renaissance and the bright future of the storied company.
Talking with Jerry Schwartz, Chairman of Onyx Corporation, and Jim Schuster, CEO of Hawker Beechcraft. Some major announcements here, but probably the underlying thing is that Hawker Beechcraft is back. It's ready to take a leadership position in the industry. Tell us a little bit about what it's been like under private ownership, Jim.
Well, I mean, people ask me that question all the time. What's different? And as I said in the announcement we made earlier, the number one difference has been that Hawker Beechcraft has become the aircraft company people want to work for. I mean, we literally get solicited by very talented people from around the industry who want to join the team. We have such an exciting future. People understand that there's so much more to be done, that they want to be a part of the team and kind of get in on the ground floor. If you look at the slide I put up earlier, I'll give you examples. We just hired the chief engineer off the Gulfstream 650 program. We've hired numerous people from our competitors that were really in key positions. And these are people that wouldn't have even contemplated coming to old Raytheon Aircraft some time ago. But the other is that, you know, the most fundamental underlying issue is that having an ownership structure that wants to see the company grow and is willing and more than willing, enthusiastic about investing in the company really is a dramatic change. We lived for my first 6 years here, having a press conference like this with a new display and a new airplane and so on, just couldn't have happened. We couldn't have gotten the financial support and the encouragement to do it. Today, you know, we're not only getting encouraged to do what we want to do, we're getting encouraged to do things we hadn't even thought of yet. So, you know, it's such an incredibly exciting time. But you couple that, I mentioned this earlier, with the excitement that it's generated within both the customer and the employee community, to be able to stand in front of 1,000 people at a time and say, "Welcome to Hawker Beechcraft." I mean, people cried. They get goosebumps. Our customers called to congratulate me. They say, "This is wonderful. We're so happy for you. The community's happy." It's just been great all the way around.
From an investor point of view, you've done a lot of business like this in your life, Jerry. What has been your experience with Hawker Beechcraft, and where are you going with it?
I'm just so proud to be associated with people like Jim and Brad Hatt, the entire team here. This is the premier airplane, the premier two, and it's the premier private aircraft company in the entire industry, and I'm just thrilled to be part of it.
Jim was mentioning about the ongoing investment and the ongoing growth. Is that going to be a feature of Hawker Beechcraft going into the future?
It sure is. We have a real long-term view about this, and I believe that over a reasonable period of time that Jim and his team can build the finest number one company in the aircraft industry.
Russ Niles from On Location in Geneva, Switzerland, speaking with Hawker Beechcraft CEO Jim Schuster and Onyx Chairman Jerry Schwartz. Today's On Location coverage of the European Business Aviation Conference and Expo was brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Learn more at aviationsafetymagazine.com.